I have actually met you at, I had a beer with you at the Gardens Amphitheatre up here.
Oh, mate, I love that town. I really do. And I just can't wait to get back. And so was that the gig we did with Hootie Gurus, I think it was?
That's it. Yeah, I remember now, yeah.
Yeah, I think it was either them and the Screaming Jets or something. I'm not sure, but there was a whole bunch of people there that we basically got flown in. And I think Jimmy Barnes was supposed to be on, but he cancelled because he was sick or something, you know?
Oh, gee. And what do you think about the Hoodoos celebrating 40 years this year?
Well, I'm thinking it's like that band, and then it's Goanna with Spirit of Place being 40 years old. It's just making me feel old, Greg, to tell you the truth.
But do you like the idea that the longevity of the music still stands today?
No, I love it. I love the fact that these people are still around and still filling places, you know, that they wouldn't have dreamed of filling when they started, I suppose. But when I see the Hoodoo Gurus now, I saw them on one of the Red Hot Summer tours, and oh my God, just full of energy still, and and their songs stand the test of time. That's the reason they're around, I guess, you know?
Yeah, it's true. Hey, by the way, you're saying you love Darwin, but you've been to nearly every town in Australia because the tour's about to wrap up.
Well, we've done 31 shows so far, and that's been it's an amazing feat. But we started in my hometown last year in Grafton during the Jacaranda Festival, and Ian said, you know, when we did the show, it was so full of energy. The theatre was packed there. There's about 700 people chock-a-block in there, and we couldn't move. And he said, I don't know how we're going to top that. Well, I think how we're going to top it is finishing in Darwin and his hometown of Alice Springs. We finish the territory leg pretty much at the end of this tour, so I reckon the places are going to go crazy.
Oh, it certainly will. And what's it been like just touring with Ian? And you've been on the road since March.
Well, it's been incredible. He's been a good mate for a long, long time, and we hadn't played any serious shows together like this ever. We'd only just, you know, caught up backstage somewhere at a Cold Chisel gig, or he'd come and say good day at the Big Red Bash, but we actually cooked up this tour right at the end of the normal life we knew as pre-COVID, you know. We sort of said, why don't we go out and do a couple of shows together? It'd be a lot of fun. Uh-huh. And being on acoustics, obviously you get a chance to tell a lot more stories, and we agreed to do it, and then we had two cancelled tours, obviously, before this one was able to happen because of restrictions and border stuff, and all that was all closed off to us. So we were going to call this tour actually the third time lucky, Greg, but to be honest, because we didn't think it was ever going to happen. But such a kick, mate. He's been a mate and a hero for a long, long time. And when you're sitting down learning the paths to Telephone Booth and Tucker's Daughter, it takes you right back to your youth.
Yeah, it sure does. And I imagine in some downtime, being performers and songwriters, have you been getting together and have you written anything together?
Yeah, we have actually. In the middle of the tour, we had a day off somewhere. I think it might have been Rockhampton or somewhere. And I was working on this song called Nullarbor Plain, because I remember driving it many times as a young fella. And I remember the loneliness of it, you know, it was such a desolate place. And Ian said, I've done the Nullarbor quite a few times with Chisel as well in the back of a truck. So we decided we'd start writing a song, and this song came together, and Ian recorded it this year on his new record, which is released next year. So we did a co-write, and we also co-wrote for my new album that was released last year as well. So it's been a really prolific time for two songwriters. We find the time, we find the idea that really grabs us, and then we're on the guitars and going.
Well, that's the thing too, because you've already proven yourself with Chisel recording Shutting Down the Town a couple of years ago now, isn't it?
Yeah, well, I was really, really thrilled to get a couple of cuts with Chisel. I also got them to record a song that I wrote with Don called HQ 454 Munro about me. A mate of mine's HQ Monaro that was living in Grafton at the time, and we all, you know, used to drool when this thing would drive past because it looked so great and it sounded amazing. And those sorts of things come along, I think, through friendships. You know, these collaborations that have happened out of these sorts of things have always been through friendships. And I've been friends with a lot of them, you know, with Ian, with Jim, and with Don, and they've been a part of my life growing up, and it's just so nice that they're a part of my adult life as a songwriter too.
Oh, look, it's going to be fantastic. Two fantastic musicians, performers, going to be on stage together as part of the Together Alone Tour, finally making it to Darwin on Friday the 7th of October in the Playhouse Theatre at the Darwin Entertainment Centre. Make the most of it. Hey, Troy Cassadaly, mate, I hope you get to throw a line up here, because when you're up here, the $1 million barra competition is on. You might snag a barra. Get your superannuation up.
Mate, I tell you what, I'll definitely be bringing some lures, that's for sure. Every time I go through there, I always go and have a flick somewhere, but I love the town. The last time I played there, the last show I played last year was actually at the Railway Hotel for fun.
That's right. Yeah.
And just the amount of people that sat in the crowd with me on acoustic guitar and sang out requests It was just really, really uplifting to be able to get back to that town. So Ian and I are going to make it worth your while. You know, it's obviously at the Darwin Entertainment Centre Playhouse, and it's this tour has been so much fun. It's going to be a real privilege to wrap it up in the territory.
Troy Cassar-Daly, once again, a huge privilege talking to you, and thank you for your time.
Hey, right back at you, Greg, and thank you for your time too. And anyone that hasn't got tickets, please come along and have a look. They're going to love this show.